This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah, our imam is coming. He just texted me, he got late. So inshallah, he will be here, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah, we take the time until our imam come. We have, as usual, the iftar sign-up sheet. It will be placed here on the wall. And inshallah, tolerable alameen, for one day light iftar for the month of Ramadan is $300. You can be one person, you can, two people can put their name, whatever, inshallah, ta'ala, you can see the dates, the name, the phone number. So what you do, you'll write your name and your phone number. You can pay it directly, you can pay cash app, whatever, but you have to tell someone that these are the days that my name in here is, you know, I pay it through cash app or through cash, whatever. So inshallah, it will be hang it here on the wall, inshallah, for the month of Ramadan.
How many people for $300?
How many people?
Yes.
What do you mean? It's for one day.
I know, but how many people they can pay?
As many as you want, if three brothers come together, cover one day, bismillah. If one person, sometimes people cover 3 days, one person, they put their name for 3 days. Sometimes two people come and, you know, choose to pay for one day, no problem. It's up to you guys, inshallah. I'll quickly, inshallah, mention something before our imam come. A little thing happened before. Long time ago, south from here, there was a masjid. A young brother was there. So one of these young brothers decided to clean the masjid. And he's called two of his friends. that we come and clean the whole masjid from library to upstairs to downstairs, everywhere we clean it. So alhamdulillah, they got two pickup trucks to trash, to throw all the trash away. So the brother came together at 11, 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock, start cleaning. When Dhuhr time came, they already dumped two trucks garbage in the dump place. And then when they come back, Dhuhr was approaching. So this brother told the two friends, listen, after Dhuhr, you guys go outside. Inshallah, wait, I'm going to go get lunch. Go get lunch. So in his mind, he was thinking chicken sandwich is $3. And he had only $12 in his pocket. Only $12. In his mind that he said, I'm going to buy three chicken sandwich, $9. And then the other three, I'm going to buy some other thing. So anyways, he went to the restaurant. He said, give me three chicken sandwich. The guy told him $15. In a split of a second, he said, give me two. At that moment, he decided, I will take the two to my brother, and I will tell them I'm fasting. SubhanAllah, look at this. The split of a second, he made the decision. I will pick up two chicken sandwich, and I give it to my brother, and I'll tell them I'm fasting. We ask Allah Rabbi Zawjal to make our heart clean, inshallah. Our beloved Imam here always in heaven, Habibis. Late, early doesn't matter. As long we're together, that's the best, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد أبو أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه he said قلت يا رسول الله he said O messenger of Allah مرني بأمر ينفعني الله به order me to do something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit me with it will greatly benefit me with it and so he said قال عليك بالصوم فإنه لا مثل له عليك بصوم in another narration فإنه لا عدل له he said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him عليك بصوم continue to fast often because there's nothing like it there's nothing similar to it at all whatsoever why is there nothing similar to it because fasting the reward of fasting is very very special Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, كُلُّ عَمْلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ Everything, every deed of the children of Adam is His. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this hadith, al-Qudsi, إِلَّا الصَّوْمِ Except for fasting. فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به, because it is solely mine, and I will be the one who will give the reward for it. It is a reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves for the believers, and there is no set limit for it. There's no set limit for it whatsoever. Everything you have, there's a limit specific. You get do one deed, you get, inshallah, 10 deeds multiplied. But when it comes to fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's mine. And I will be the one who will give the reward. And that's why when a person fasts, when you fast, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِصَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. A person who is fasting will have two moments of joy. Two moments of joy. Once when he breaks his fast, it's a moment of joy. And then once when he meets his Lord and realizes this reward. Why? Because you will see on the day of judgment, the reward is so great that you'll be happy and surprised by how great the reward is. And so it gives you joy. You know, when you're not expecting something or you're expecting a certain amount, and then you get so much more than what you were expecting, you're overly joyous and extra happy because of that. So you have moments of joy in this world when you're breaking your fast, and moments of joy even better on the Day of Judgment when you are surprised by the greatness of the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for you when you meet Him. عليك بصوم, fast, فإنه لا عدل له. Fast because there's nothing comparable to it. There's nothing like it whatsoever. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, As-siyamu junnah. Fasting is protection, a shield. A shield from what? Fasting is a shield. A shield for you in this world, in this life, from doing harmful things to you. A shield for you, more importantly, on the day of judgment, from the fire. A shield from the fire. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance a person from the hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام يوما في سبيل الله بعد الله وجهه عن النار 70 خريفا. Whosoever fast a day in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his face will be distanced from the fire, the distance of 70 years. And that's why the fasting, before we do something, we have to be, when you realize how great the reward is, then you'll be more motivated to fast, but not just fasting. Fasting that is the proper fasting. And what is the proper fasting? Inshallah, I'll mention it in the second khutbah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى, he says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you, just like it was prescribed upon those before you, in order that you may have taqwa. In order that you may have taqwa, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Maybe, if you fast properly, then you will have taqwa. When لَعَلَّ is in hopes, لِتَرَجِّ, in hopes that you will have taqwa, so that you can have taqwa. But is everyone who fasts the same? There are some people who fast, and all they get from it is just hunger and thirst, nothing else. And there are some who pray, stand up in prayer, and all they get from it is just tiredness and sleepiness. That's all they get from their fasting, and that's all they get from their prayer. Why? Because they're not doing it correctly. Either they're not doing it sincerely, or they're not doing it the way that it should be done. And how should it be done? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, and before that, He mentions Banu Israel, that they also fasted, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, just like it was prescribed upon those before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in order that you may have taqwa. For you, for this ummah, maybe you fast correctly, you will not be like the Yahud, who don't have taqwa, who did not benefit from their fast. So what is the proper fast? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man lam yada' qawla zur wal 'amala bih, fa laysa lillahi haja fi an yada'a ta'amahu wa sharabah." Whosoever fasts and does not leave false testimony and acting upon it, Allah does not need that you abandon your drinks and your food and drinks. He doesn't need that. Why? Because the purpose of fasting is to help you be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you'll be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you fast, but then if you're talking, fasting is supposed to help you be aware and be conscious of Allah at all times. And that's why when you drink, you don't swallow the water, even if no one knows. Because you know that if you drink in the daytime in Ramadan and the water goes into your throat, then you will not be able to, you can't count that fast. That fast will not be counted, and you have to make it up. If you swallowed on purpose, that fast is not counting. Even if nobody knows, who is it that knows? Why don't you do it? Because you know that Allah knows. So you don't swallow, even if your parents don't know, even if your friends don't know, even if the whole world doesn't know. But you know that Allah knows, and it's not going to count, so you don't do it. So when someone who's fasting, they are aware all the time, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you can stay away from food and drinks, which you need for your livelihood, then you can stay away from also sins that are harmful for you. And that's why whoever fasts and does not leave that which is haram, Allah does not need you to leave food and drinks. Meaning, what's the use of it if you're not fasting properly? It's not just about leaving food and drinks. Your eyes also have to leave that which is haram. Your ears also have to leave that which is haram. And that's why when you fast, we fast because we are obedient to Allah, following the commandments of Allah. The water that we have in front of us right before we break our fast is haram for us to drink. As soon as the muezzin says Allahu Akbar, it becomes recommended, permissible, halal, allowed, and you should do it as quickly as possible. The adhan has already been made. That which is haram just a few moments ago is now halal for you. Why? Because Allah. Because of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that which is haram for us to look at, to listen to, places to go to that are haram and things to do that are haram, we stay away from them. And we don't do them even if we're alone by ourselves, even if nobody sees us or nobody knows that we're doing it. We don't do them because we're conscious of Allah, and that's what taqwallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala is all about. It's being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's taqwallah. And al-ihsan is أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. Al-ihsan is excellence in the person's iman, the highest level. Al-ihsan is that you worship Allah as if you can see Him. If you can't see Him, then He can see you. So when a person is aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, and they're used to being in that state, then even after Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, the month of Shawwal, the month of Muharram, whatever month it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still your Lord and you're aware of Him. So when someone who is fasting all the time, and they fast but they backbite, they fast but they listen to that which is haram, they fast but none of their characteristics or actions that they do change. And that's why we should not make the day that we fast the same as the day that we don't fast. You shouldn't be speaking about the same things and doing the same things. And that's why when we're fasting, whether it's Ramadan or outside Ramadan, to be in a state of dhikr and recitation of the Quran and doing good deeds, when you're fasting, it isn't just you abstaining from food and drinks. Your heart is also fasting, and your body and your soul, everything should be fasting also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your actions and your words, your tongue, and even your thoughts should only be thinking about that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we do that inshallah, then we'll gain taqwa. We'll gain taqwa, because that's what fasting helps us to gain. And that's the fuel that we use to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safely, so that we don't fall into the hellfire and are protected from the punishment of the hellfire. So fast, but fast properly. Remember, the next time you fast, it's not just about food and drinks. Your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your legs and hands, everything should be fasting also. Meaning fasting and doing that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء دين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقينا عذاب النار إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى مستقيما تراس سائر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله. Just a couple of announcements. Number one, tonight, inshallah, after Maghrib, Sheikh Abdullah Hashi will continue his lecture from last week in the Somali language. So, inshallah, this is in the Somali language again. So, please make time to come. Sheikh Abdullah Hashi, inshallah, will be here for the Friday weekly Somali language lecture, inshallah. Also, we have our sponsorship name up, inshallah, for those who would like to sponsor, inshallah. This is a... the iftar for the whole month, inshallah, is just $300. We have tamar, sambusa, milk, and so forth. So those who would like to sponsor, please sign your name, put your phone number, inshallah, just $300 a day. Inshallah, we have the list of the sponsors here. We'll put it up, inshallah, so please sign up if you're able to do so, inshallah.
Thank you. other way.
انا ما دارج بك انا ما دارج بك كم صار
Inshallah, we hidden from Allah.
Yes.
But it is
the writing over there.
Yes, he's writing the big book.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Because how do you meet
Inshallah.
Okay. 2 weeks. Thank you.